What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Skunk.
What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it hops along the ground?
Frog.
Okay. And would you have a special name for one that lives in water as opposed to one that lives on the land?
I think bullfrogs live in water.
And what about the one on the land?
That's just a toad.
What do you call a small frog that makes a chirping noise? Sometimes they
water frog?
Well, sometimes they slip up in trees, a little teeny tiny.
Tree frog?
A tree frog? Well, now, is a water frog like a bullfrog?
I wouldn't know. I know you hear them hollering, and this old saying is they hollering for water.
So
it's going to rain. They you hear those frogs? It's going to rain. They hollering for water.
What do you call worms that are used for bait?
Chautauquas. Is that the correct pronunciation?
I don't know. I can't pronounce that
Chautauqua,
word.
Chautauqua, something like that.
What do you call particularly large worms people use for bait?
That must be the Chautauqua.
Oh, those are the Chautauqua.
Baits are that first one. Baits are the first answer and the Chautauqua is the second answer.
What do you call an insect that sends off light off and on?
A lightning bug.
And what do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over lakes?
Mosquito.
Well, that is one. This is another one.
Now, some people call lightning bugs fireflies.
Okay.
And what was that the other one you asked about?
This one is about this long. Well, they vary in size, but they're usually about this skinny, about that long. And they have sort of filmy wings, and they fly around over ponds or lakes.
We used to call those snake doctor.
Okay. Do you know why they were called snake doctor?
No, I don't.
That's an interesting name.
It is. When I was a child, we used to go black bear picking, and we'd see them, and we'd get out of the way because we said, there's snakes around. There's a snake doctor.
What do you call another insect that looks kind of like a wasp and it builds a nest out of mud?
Out of money?
Mud.
Oh, date diver.
If I could build it out of money, I'd go hunting.
Date diver.
What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Peanuts.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say, the boy really, what, his father?
Resembles his father.
And if a boy's behavior is like his father's, you'd say, the boy really, what, his father?
Takes after his father.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker.
And if a country person goes into town, what might the town people?
Country cracker.
Okay. How do you usually speak of, well, what word do you use to mean people whose skin is white? I mean, when you're talking about people like us as opposed to people whose skin is black, what do you call us?
White race.
And the other people are the?
Black race, or red race, or yellow race.
Okay. let's see, if a white man got mad with a colored man, what might he call him?
I don't understand that question.
If a white man got mad with a colored man and thought he was just trifling and no good, what's a name he might call him?
A no good?
Okay. And if a colored man got mad with a white man, do you know of a name he might call him?